This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Republican-controlled U.S. Senate handed U.S. President Donald Trump a major pre-election day political victory Monday. It confirmed his Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, in a 52-48 party-line vote. One Republican, Susan Collins, voted against the confirmation. The ceremony comes a month after a similar event to announce Barrett's nomination. The White House held an outdoor celebration to mark the event. The announcement was linked to a COVID-19 outbreak that infected President Trump, the First Lady, and a number of others. Barrett will now succeed the liberal justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last month. At the ceremony, conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas administered one of the oaths that justices have to take, according to the White House. Chief Justice John Roberts administers the separate judicial oath at the court on Tuesday. Mr. Trump pressed the U.S. Senate to confirm Barrett to the lifetime post before the November 3rd election, which would create a 6-3 conservative majority on the top U.S. judicial body. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Republican majority was lighting its credibility and on fire by proceeding with the vote so close to the U.S. presidential elections. During the final term of U.S. President Barack Obama, Republicans blocked Obama's election year nominee, allowing his Republican successor, Donald Trump, to make the pick. U.S. President Trump's administration on Monday slapped fresh sanctions on Iran's oil sector, including over sales to Syria and Venezuela. Since 2018, the Trump administration enforced sweeping sanctions aimed at ending all of Iran's key oil exports and seeking to choke off all cash sources. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has approved the potential sale of 100 Boeing-made Harpoon coastal defense systems to Taiwan. It's a deal that has a potential value of up to $2.37 billion, according to the Pentagon. Reuters is reporting the White House is moving forward with 5 separate sales of sophisticated military equipment to Taiwan with a total value of around $5 billion U.S. The Trump administration is ramping up pressure on China as concerns rise about Beijing's intentions toward Taiwan. Thousands of Italian protesters continue to be angry over new restrictions to control the spread of the novel coronavirus in a clash with police in Milan, Turin, and Naples Monday. Following weekend demonstrations that saw violence in Italy, crowds ranging in size from several hundred to several thousand took to the streets again on Monday evening. In Milan, several trams were vandalized and bins were set on fire while anti-riot police fired tear gas at groups of young people throwing glass bottles and other projectiles. Similar scenes took place in other areas. The scenes of unrest came after the Italian Prime Minister, ordered restaurants and bars to shut after 6 p.m., while theaters, cinemas, and gyms were ordered closed for a month. The violence in Italy, which imposed one of the toughest lockdowns in a wave of infections in March and April, was likely to reverberate around Europe, where governments are weighing the need for tougher measures against the fatigue and frustration felt by many Europeans. Belarus's opposition called a countrywide general strike Monday. It is the latest in a series of efforts to dislodge longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko from power following what opponents say was a rigged presidential election in the former Soviet Republic last August. On Monday, the independent media site posted photos of workers striking in several key factories. The news services also reported dozens of factory workers detained for joining that strike. But the prime minister's spokeswoman said all the country's major industrial companies were working normally. It's a notion, the spokeswoman argued, whereas a mere government spin. And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told Turkish citizens to boycott French goods in response to what he says is France's anti-Islam agenda. During a televised speech Monday, he also called for European Union countries to pressure France to end President Emmanuel Macron's efforts to fight what he called Islamist separatism. Macron has said separatism threatens to take over some Muslim communities in France. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.